She was an old lady. I have no idea how old she was, but she was an old lady. And we actually, four of us carried her down to the shore one day on a couple of planks, you know, sitting on them with her arms around people's shoulders. Mm-hmm. Because she really, I don't think, was any more capable of walking down over the rough ground to the shore, you know.
Just to see the camp.
Yes. Yep. She had tea in the camp. And then she took some of us around, particularly one of the girls who was very, very interested, to show us the various lichens they had used for dyeing. Right. And this was very useful because the girl, in fact, in later life, made a sort of career out of this. You know, she wove her own cloth and dyed it with natural dyes. And quite a lot of the dyes she made were from information she had got from Katrina. She also described to me in detail how they had made their pots when they had made them, which was absolutely intriguing.
Yeah. How was that?
They made ring pots, or coil pots, whichever you like. She showed me where they dug the clay, which was sort of an area between her house and the farm, where there was actually water there. I think it was perhaps a spring. I'm not quite sure about that. And they had worked it, you know, to get all the stones out and anything else, and then had made a long coil, a sausage, which you put over one shoulder. And they simply moulded the pot with their fingers, you know, smoothing it down all the time, adding coil after coil as they went on. It's quite a well-known technique. It was just astonishing to find that somebody had still been doing it in the 1930s. I can show you one if you like. Mm-hmm. Not from Tyree.
Oh, later. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have one that was made in Lewis. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the name of the Lewis Weir. It's called after a village in the north, the very north tip of Lewis. I can't know. It'll come to me in a moment. Mm-hmm. And they, all over the Western Isles, they made these pots themselves. They're a continuity of the sort of pots we find in the Broch. There's a continuum right through the medieval times in the Western Isles, right until they were dipped in milk eventually to seal them. And they made them beautifully.